SBS Radio.
Welcome to a new episode of Our Story podcast about inspirational members and quiet achievers from across the Indigenous community. She's curated nationally and internationally acclaimed Indigenous art exhibitions. In her mid-20s, she's arguably the youngest Indigenous art curator in one of Australia's leading art galleries, yet growing up, nothing could have predestined her to a stellar career. She was the first one in her family and small community in Cape York to travel first to Brisbane for high school and continuing on to Melbourne for university. Drawing support and inspiration from her elders, she's determined to showcase Indigenous art in its true form as part of a living culture. This is the story of proud Kanju woman Shane Hobson. I'm Bertrand Tungandame, and this is the Our Story NITV podcast.
My name is Shane Hobson. I'm a proud Kanju woman from Cowan, Cape York Peninsula.
Growing up, odds seemed stacked against her, but Shane Hobson was not one to be fazed by her situation. She was one of the first members of her family and community to travel to Brisbane to study, and was one of only two Indigenous students in her school, but would go on to blaze the trail for herself and other members of her community.
Well, it was me and another girl from Cape York as well. So we were the first two First Nations kids at our high school. I guess for me, it was a really proud moment because I felt like, you know, I've got a big role to play in terms of my representation. You know, being the first one from my community to travel so far to start to go to high school and then obviously to study in Melbourne was a big accomplishment. For me, it was really about having strong networks and family members who are very supporting and having a goal, you know, really knowing that this is what I want to do. I really am passionate about art and art history, and I know that I want to pursue further studies. So that was kind of the motivation for me staying and really getting through high school, but also just embracing Brisbane and the community there. And a lot of my younger cousins now are going to the same school that I went to, Stewart Home, and they really love high school. So it's great to have that connection with the school and to see a lot of the younger ones also follow my path.
Shane Hobson is the inaugural Indigenous art curator at the Bendigo Art Gallery, one of Australia's leading art galleries. Working as a curator is a beautiful way of telling Indigenous stories, as she says. She's so passionate about her role, she doesn't see it as work.
So being a curator, I started in Bendigo as the first First Nations curator in July of 2018. And that was quite a big role as well, in building networks with the local community in Bendigo and just giving First Nations mob an opportunity to really feel like their voices are being told and being expressed in these very kind of Western institutional spaces. So that's me in a nutshell. I've always been very passionate and motivated and driven, so my work never really feels like work because I love it.
In her mid-20s, Shane Hobson is arguably one of the youngest people in a similar role. However, she came into this job well-prepared through guidance and mentorship from her mom, who is an accomplished multidisciplinary artist. Shane had also honed some experience while studying at university, and she benefited from strong mentorship by other Indigenous art creators.
I've worked during my undergraduate degree, I worked you know, in a commercial gallery. I worked at the museum. I did the work at Melbourne Uni with Awaken. So just ensuring that I got lots of experience and talking to, you know, other First Nations curators who are also working in this space. There's a lot of people who've come before me that have been really great mentors to me, and you know, just catching up with them over coffee and talking about ideas. My mum as well has been a really great person for me to talk to. She's an artist, obviously, and she's someone who I've always looked up to, especially in terms of her own artistic practice, but also just to have someone to kind of talk through ideas with and really be supported.
Shanae Hobson says that working at the art gallery is not just another job. She also has a vision to showcase Indigenous art as a living culture that should not be confined to museums. One of her first tasks at the Bendigo Art Gallery aligned very well with this vision, as she was involved in the repatriation of cultural objects of the Jajawarung people, the traditional owners of the land on which Bendigo Art Gallery is built. This project exposed Shanae Hobson to the legalities of repatriation and the sensitive aspect of Indigenous custodianship. She believes it is important that mob reclaim connection and are able to share their stories and culture.
But I was fortunate enough to work when I started at Bendigo Art Gallery to work with the local Jajawarung community. They had cultural materials repatriated back onto Jarra country, and so the materials are currently housed at the Bendigo Art Gallery, which is a temporary place of keeping. That's a really great example of ways in which institutions, and Western institutions in particular, can support First Nations mobs in terms of enabling First Nations voices and supporting, you know, mob to be able to repatriate materials in a culturally sensitive way. So I felt really lucky to be able to, you know, come to Bendigo and be really involved in that project, and to see, you know, the benefits for the community here in Bendigo as well, to be able to have their cultural materials so close on country. It's really important, you know, when we're thinking about the broader kind of narrative around cultural artifacts and materials, it is really important that the materials and First Nations people are the cultural custodians, because, you know, for so long our histories and our materials and the stories associated have been told through a Western lens and through the colonial lens. So for me, you know, it's really important that mob reclaim our connection and support it in terms of building our capacity to be able to, you know, share our stories and our culture and really be able to access materials as well.
During her studies, Shanae Hobson was an assistant curator for Awaken, another exhibition which featured Australian Aboriginal cultural heritage objects from one of the most important anthropological collections in the world, the Donald Thompson Collection. Working on this project allowed her to hone her skills.
During my undergraduate degree, I had a really incredible opportunity to work with Genevieve Greaves, who's a wonderful First Nations artist and curator based in Naam. We worked on an exhibition called Awaken. The show really looked at cultural materials from the Donald Thompson collection and working with communities from Cape York, Central Australia and Northern Territory. I had a big role to play in terms of the community engagement. A lot of the artifacts from Cape York region actually came from my family members. So it was really nice to go back home and reconnect family with these cultural artifacts which had been taken so long ago and which a lot of community members have never seen, you know. It's very rare that mob get an opportunity to come down to Melbourne because it's such a long way away. And to go to the museum to see these artifacts. So it was really great to reconnect mob with cultural materials, but also to talk about the, you know, the history of the materials and the cultural significance. And what we did with Awaken was really emphasize this notion of living cultures and living histories to say that, you know, these artifacts aren't stagnant. They're not kind of museological objects. They're living entities with real stories and real family connections attached to them. So for me, to be able to work on that exhibition whilst I was studying, you know, an art history and anthropology degree was really interesting because academia and university often has a tendency to be very Western. So it was really great to work with my own mob, but really challenge those ideas of, you know, cultural materials in museum spaces and really think further about, you know, the importance of community representation in the museum and the gallery space, but also the future of cultural materials. And the ones who should be telling the stories are First Nations people. So it was a really great opportunity for me to work with Genevieve and the wonderful team at the museum as well as Melbourne University on this incredible exhibition. I'm really proud of it.
Recently, Shanae Hobson's curatorial skills came to prominence when she compiled Australia's biggest survey of contemporary Indigenous fashion.
That's kind of where I am today, having curated a few exhibitions, and the most recent exhibition is the Pimpi Contemporary Indigenous Fashion Exhibition, which is Australia's first major survey of contemporary Indigenous fashion to ever take place in Australia, but also internationally as well.
Prior to staging this world-acclaimed exhibition, Shanae Hobson also worked on projects pointing to the future direction of Indigenous art using cutting-edge technologies, but also showcasing new forms of storytelling. In this project, she worked closely with Ballarat-based Indigenous artist Josh Muir.
Josh is an incredible artist based in Ballarat, and we worked on an exhibition together called What's on Your Mind. And Josh produces these really important digital print, and part of the exhibition is that we collaborated with an augmented reality company called Art Processes. So we're really able to take the storytelling element from Josh's work and turned it into an animated experience so that audiences could come into the gallery and really engage with Josh's art through a deeper level. So for me, that statement was really about challenging people's perceptions of what Indigenous art is, and also telling them that this is the future of Indigenous art, and it's constantly evolving. You know, we're a living culture, we're involved adapting to our environment, and the important thing to note is that the stories and the culture and the history is still there. It's being done, though, through various forms of artistic expression. And so it was really great to work with Josh to bring that augmented, I guess, reality element into his practice, because his work is so bright and bold and fun. And, you know, he often does lots of different characters in his work. And for young people, to bring them into the gallery, because they were quite drawn to this augmented reality experience.
Mm-hmm. Shanae Hobson says she wants to continue working on all forms of art and not be confined to one particular form. She is also looking at expanding her horizons in art.
Where I see myself in a few years, hopefully, you know, still working as a curator, having the opportunity to work with more artists and designers and to really push the boundaries in terms of museum, I guess, practice and challenging those ideas and putting a, you know, First Nations perspective into these spaces.
Shanae Hobson says her success wouldn't have been possible without strong women, her mum and elders in her community who've helped her go this far.
My family members, you know, my mum, who I mentioned before, aunties, my grandmother, they've all been big inspirations to me. And without them, I don't think I would be where I am today. So it's really important that we acknowledge our elders and those who have come before us, because they're the ones who've been able to pave the way for me to be able to do what I do today.
That's it for this episode of Our Story Podcast. Thank you to our guest, Kanju woman, art curator Shanae Hobson. And if you want to listen to more of our podcasts, Our Story Podcast, NITV Podcasts, Take It Black or Balling Out, just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.